brothers, right?
That's right. Some brothers.
Some brothers?
Your brothers.
We're brothers.
I'm not arguing with you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Filthy Fox Podcast, the weekly show where we take a holistic approach to surviving the gray week by becoming our soiled sweatpants both spiritually and physically. I'm your filthy host, Justin, joined by my co-host and brother in comedy, the skinny Santa to my New Year's baby, Shua, everyone. Also joining us tonight, old reliable, Dr. Mishka, Evan, our very own omelette du fromage, Brie, and our special guest with the name ranked 8,348th overall, Chaz, everyone.
Yeah! Very funny.
Just okay, that was 8,000
overall?
Yeah, no, we looked and
that
and
was
I think
the joke.
Yeah, that was the joke. Yeah, 8,348. Shua was 58. That man has a popular name. So,
Josh is going to be. Josh is a pot. Yeah, it's a popular name, especially in Sweden.
Can I just say, ironically, I had a guy come into the bar tonight who was named Shad, and that's going to fall far below Chaz.
Sure. Yeah. Chad. No. Of course.
That's really
there's like there's Brads and Chads, and then there's like Kylers and Kyles, and you have Karens, Susan,
and Kylo Ren,
and Kyler. Kylo Ren. Yeah. No, yeah. Chad. No. And he said it with a straight face, and it was right in between shift chains. And I went down to make his drink, and I'm like, AJ, I have to talk to this man with a straight face and refer to him as Chad. And I don't know how I'm going to do that. So.
Yeah, Chad just sounds like something.
Yeah, it slowly just looks at you. What did you say?
Pulling out the blicky here.
I love my yellow training gun. It's one of those training guns that they give to the people who can't handle real ones.
When you do your first desk pop.
Yes, I was just going to say that. Beat me by a second.
Instead of click clack, it goes clock clock.
Yeah. Mishka brought it over so I could go ahead and practice before I go to a gun convention with him and get a real one.
So well, until then, he's going into gun ranges just screaming, bang, bang, in his own lane. Do you want to just rent a gun and ammunition? No, thank you, sir. Put me in a lane and watch me go.
I turn to the guy to my left and I say, commies, huh? Bang, bang.
And he's hard as a rock.
It's diamonds.
That's kind of fun. Not only will it protect you, but also it is like safety equipment if you're night walking, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Usually
look at that fucking glow in the dark gun. Let's not fuck with that guy.
They might see you coming, but if they're in a car, it'll be to your benefit.
No, because Shua will be jacking his shit and coming in the most literal sense. Like just walking down the street, like I want to rob
him. Realizing he's Superman again, just busting so hard.
That, Justin, and I'd veer strongly out of the way. So
busting makes me happy.
Busting makes me feel good.
That's what. Yeah, don't, what's the guy?
Whatever
name?
His name that wrote
Ray,
that song.
Ray
would
Walker,
be,
Ray
would be
Parker,
very
Jr.,
upset
like that
I am, that I'm saying anything about that.
Yeah, especially when you're rolling down the street jacking your shit off. Like, nobody
is there big band music playing while you do that? Is that?
I would hope so. Otherwise,
yeah, of
what's
course.
The point?
He's got a 15-piece orchestra behind him.
How amazing would it be to meet a man who couldn't climax unless big band music was playing?
Oh, God.
I feel like
turn on a radio.
I think you mean my father.
Someone put on Stars and Stripes Forever. God damn it. I'm gonna be bricked up for days.
If I don't hear When the Saints Come Marching In right now.
Fucking, I remember just being little kids and just like I had a flute, you had a clarinet, and Chris had a drum, and we just fucking tried to make it work, man. Like, shit,
those are a lot of different names for penises.
Clarinet. Nobody has drums.
No,
maybe those were just my nocturnal emissions.
Well, I guess that's probably the most accurate.
Absolutely.
You put Chua on a horn. Is that what you said?
Yeah, clarinet.
And like in your world,
I was on a flute.
That's fine, I guess.
Listen, it wasn't well thought out. It was just a fantasy.
More
okay?
of the guy holding the flag that just says
like,
gay.
Would be, I feel like that says
would
a lot.
Would be George Washington. You guys are like fighting the fucking whatever.
He's like crossing the Delaware. He's like
crossing the Delaware. That's exactly what I thought.
Why do you have to relate all white people?
There's no way I could save America without this ejaculate. Oh, Dad. Anyway, so
what a terrible Christmas.
Or
Or the best one, yeah, depending on which. Depending
way it's going to be a white Christmas, that's for sure.
What are you going to do?
White, maybe.
What is this, Parmesan? So, yeah,
the old rope-a-dope.
So this is our Gray Week episode because we're post-Christmas now and pre-New Year's. So we are like, we just finished coming and we're pre-coming a little bit before the big
one. Try the gray stuff. It's delicious.
It's delicious, yeah. That's rotten smegma, actually. So enjoy.
God, why do you have to say...
But yeah, it used to be kind of like an off yellow, but then it died a little bit.
And that's now the worst.
It's been there for like...
That was the last thing I could have ever guessed associated.
Well, if we're going to take out the new year, we might as well throw up when we describe this. Huh? Yeah. Right.
I was hoping so anyway.
Jesus. Am I just lucky that I've never encountered that? Or is that like a common thing? I'm genuinely curious.
Only in Michigan's house.
Because I just developed a new fear.
You're only going to find it in uncircumcised penises. It's a thing if they don't clean their underneath the hood or whatever and you roll back the foreskin, some white stuff can accumulate. And our joke is it Parmesan? You know, who knows? Just like maybe tap on the head and like sprinkle some on your biscotti.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Is that
hair gel?
Is that hair gel? It's like, I mean, it's mealy. I don't know. It's
mealy! Oh my God!
He turns his video off.
Mealy! Mealy?
That's the most disgusting thing you've said this entire year.
I can't even be
That's
seen.
Worse than moist. Like, you know how people get offended by moist? Mealy, in this context, is that on steroids.
It makes me think automatically of grits, I have to throw up in my mouth.
No. Okay, let me stop you for a second because we are like not even 5 minutes into it, and I've heard nothing but kink shaming. And I think that we need to be clear that this is not a space.
2023, we don't kink shame.
we don't do that here. All right,
I just didn't know it was a thing.
No, but we don't.
Your way around.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, Google is your friend. If you want to learn about it, smegma, S-M-E-G-M-A.
Well, don't right? Go. Well, that's a work computer. Don't be Googling that shit.
That's but, a like, work you know, computer. Come on.
You just got to set your, you got to put your settings to private. I think that fixes all
that
of it.
That doesn't actually.
That's still not, doesn't yeah, fix no, that.
I mean, like, but that's nice that you thought
Internet
that.
Internet 101, you've been lied to.
All right, so we're going to go around the room. We're going to get through this weekly recap. So let's, Chaz, since you're the 8,348.
Since you're the Garnier Fructis of this entire podcast.
Since you're the VO5 hot oil treatment.
Really,
why don't you give us a quick, what cool stuff happened for you this week?
Oh, this week? Well, it's fantastic. I got to work, and then I got to not have to go see my in-laws because I was working. That was kind of cool.
Beautiful.
Okay, cool. And then I made a bunch of money instead of spending it on Christmas.
You don't hear that,
I was diagnosed with, tested positive today. So now I have the next 6 days off work.
Nice.
Kind of okay.
HIV is crazy this day. But
they make you wait 6 days before coming back to work. If you have HIV.
I mean, it's so ambiguous. Positive. Oh, God. Is it the HIV? Age, it's fucking rabies, actually, which is weird. I'm not sure. We usually have to be dead for that. So
I went to this Christmas sweater party. I went to a Christmas sweater party, and I thought it was an ugly Christmas sweater party. It was a Cosby sweater party.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, it's kind of a hit or miss 50-50 with that. It's like, some of them I would definitely rock, but I don't know.
Ghost Dad.
There's Coogee on it. Then it's off.
I made a Ghost Dad reference at work, and my boss totally got it. And I was like, a fellow man of culture, okay. And it was totally about the scene where he like reaches through the phone to like choke the boyfriend or whatever. And he was like, oh my God, Ghost Dad, great reference. And I was like, so I pulled my baby.
You suck your dick now? Or?
You're like, I've been.
So I pulled my baby penis out and I said, baby penis, let's get to work. And he said, gaga goo goo. And I said, I don't like this anymore, baby penis. So yeah, I'll cut that out. Anyway, so Evan, no, thanks, Chaz.
For voice is like Maya Rudolph from Human Resources. What happened there?
No, it was supposed to be who's the fucking Talladega Nights dude? Ricky Bobby. It was supposed to be like.
You're last.
I say that all the time. I use it as like a metaphor for my.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
It was supposed to be like a play on the baby Jesus scene, but sure. It said baby.
Dear
Tan
and baby Jesus, reading your baby Einstein book. Don't even.
Jesus.
I like when this dad says he was a man. He had a beard.
Baby Jesus.
I can choose whichever one I like.
All right, Evan, give me your week, man. Let me hear how it went, man.
It's a big ass jug of water.
Oh, well, I got this dog.
Yeah, she's cool.
Yeah, oh, so yeah, Scarlett, it's beautiful.
She went to the Humane Society and was like, that's the one.
No, my friend had to get rid of her because she had to sell her house and move into a rental.
Damn,
dude. My arm is tired today. You were right. It hurt really bad. It hurt really bad, Evan. You were right.
Okay. Did the dog hurt her? Is that what that is? Or?
No, he said he's going to wear you out. Your arms are going to get tired when you played tug of war. And I had a sore muscle when I woke up today.
Oh, that'll happen. Yeah, no, it's a pit bull.
I got Jack a big tuggy. That thing is huge, man. He loves his tuggy. I look at him, I say, no, it's my tuggy. And he goes,
you call it a tuggy? Oh, man, I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, well, he had like a shark, and I called that a sharky. And then he had a crab, and I was like, that's my crabby. And then he had a fish, and I was like, that's my
same.
Fishy.
You just had E on everything.
Yeah, every time that's my E. He like goes and just grabs, and he's like, fuck you, dude. It's mine. And I'm just like, give me that, and I tug it. And then like I let go, and he runs away. He's like, I win. And then he comes back, and I'm like, that's mine.
My chihuahua does the same thing when I'm like, is that her boneses? Is that her boneses?
And she's just like pissing. Like a chihuahua.
Terrible dogs. Justin lives in a house with three women, and I feel like that plays a big role in the fact that his male dog has this relationship.
Sick of him, too.
Sometimes I just excite him to see his lipstick. I mean...
Stop with that.
A little sugar on it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Scarlett.
It doesn't do anything. It just makes it taste sweet, you know? So
disgusting. That is the worst joke.
Scarlett's awesome. I genuinely liked her.
Hey, yeah, if everyone's done talking about them, I'll finish. Fucking recap.
Have you met us?
I'm sorry. So, Evan, you got a dog. Congratulations, man. That's a big step.
Let's make it so that you met all that
stuff. Got him.
Talking.
We love you, Evan. You're the center of attention now. Go for it, man.
Oh, Evan, tell him about our Christmas caper.
Yeah.
Your moment.
The fuck are you talking about?
Our Christmas caper. Moment. We only
you guys
had, like,
robbed somebody.
This particular
caper. Oh yeah, we went to all them places to drop off them. Wait, was that last week?
That's not a caper. That's an uncaper. You're giving. You're putting things where you should be stealing.
Oh, is the caper? Is the caper where I robbed somebody?
No. It's actually a very, very tiny olive.
I thought a caper was an adventure.
Well, a caper's an actual. Yeah. Oh, you already did that joke.
I thought it was a fishing.
You were so close.
I've been telling people that have fish allergies, they can't have capers.
So
the WikiLeaks just a bunch of veggies you throw at somebody.
We almost capered this costume contest, but Josh was done dealing with people apparently. But we walked in as Santa and an elf, and we willingly walked into like a Christmas costume party event, whatever, at Bigwood Brewery.
Okay.
And we fucking the lady, you know, like the bar manager or somebody, she's announcing the stuff. She's like, man, a lot of good costumes here. I swear though, if a guy was dressed up as Santa and an elf sitting at the bar right now, they probably win.
And it's like, funny because you guys want nothing to do with these people, and they're just like crowded around, like, who wins it?
Evan wanted everything to do with
everybody.
Everyone was the center.
And I'm like, yeah, let's do it. And he's like, nah. And then she was like, well, you got to come on up here and sell it. And I'm like, oh, I'm definitely not about to fucking act like an elf.
We were just here to want a fucking beer.
All right, we've been busy all night.
But it turned out elf. All we had to do, we really all we would have had to do is go
beer all night.
Like it you guys sold
that would have been great.
No, she wanted you to sell it, and that's exactly what you did. I don't want to fucking deal with you. I'm here on my break and I'm getting a fucking beer, right? Leave me and my friend alone. We've got shit to do, and I got cookies to eat and milk to drink. I just want one fucking beer. Just come back on up here and sell that ass, baby. Come on.
That's actually very accurate. That's true.
Oh, one more thing. I shaved my armpits for the first time ever.
Interesting. What?
This wasn't for the Santa thing, by the way.
So, like, body hair is disgusting to me, especially like in the pit areas, like genitals. Okay. So I was like, you know, all these women are like, oh, I'm not shaving my armpits. And I'm like, I don't see what's so special about that nasty shit. You know what I mean? So now I'm like, I am shaving my armpits.
Okay, Michael Phelps.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
I was shaving the upper part of my body for like the better half of the year last year. So
yeah, it's like, it's so much better to not have like slimy ass sweat hair. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like that shit.
Chaz Gross has been shaving his taint for years.
Yeah. Oh, dude. So don't let the beard fool you. From the neck down, I'm completely shaved.
Just bare.
No hair on the toes.
Tail to tip.
I mean, yeah. Shit, when you got that much hair on top and it's that glorious looking, it's like, do you really need anything else?
Finally, it's all its focus into the top
who
hair.
Who wouldn't fuck this guy?
I migrated north.
He has like a special man bun container.
It's a nice...
Could
you imagine
that, right,
he ties it in a bun and makes himself a little white samurai? It's fun.
Yeah, like around the front and the back and just fucking does the princess braids and he's just like, yeah. I feel good. I feel fucking good.
Yo, that would be a good look for a bearded dude in the Lord of the Rings era.
It just came to me. He looks like Jesus. That's Jesus.
Oh, like a Hispanic Jesus?
Yeah,
I guess. Yeah, I could go with the Hispanic Jesus. That's
Chaz does look like every white Jesus I've ever pictured. Like, yeah. Oh, hey, yeah, you seem like I could have a beer with you. Yeah.
So, like, if you give a guy a fish, he'll
eat that fish.
Anywho, I'm Jesus, y'all. Sandals. Anyway, so so
bites
cool.
His nails.
Bites his nails. Since we're an audio podcast, it needs to be explained. Jesus was biting the crucifixion nails. Barely.
How do you,
so funny.
How do you know that Jesus had a huge dick?
I don't know how.
Do we?
Hung like this.
For our listeners, Jesus's hands are exposed and a mighty, mighty extension.
No, they know what Jesus looks like. Yeah.
When he's hanging, famously, yeah.
Honestly, everyone knows what Jesus looks like.
Oh, my God.
That's very funny.
Evan, wow, what a great time. Bree.
Yeah.
Quick recap. Give me a quick recap, real quick. Quick one.
I hung out with this guy on Christmas. We went to Mystic. It was weird, so we went back to his house.
You went to a casino on Christmas?
Did you hit the buffet, though? Did you hit the buffet, though?
Of course not.
I did not. He got eggs and bacon.
What is with people going to casinos and not going
to the
fucking buffet?
He kept saying brilliant a lot, and I'm like, I don't know if I need to get drunk on this one. No, and that's what made it weird. I'm like, please stop saying brilliant as a response to things.
You know that we're going to say it the rest of the show now, right, Bree?
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
No, but so I went back to his house.
Indubitably.
Okay, that was a smart move. Oh man, this date's really weird. Let's go back to your house.
Yeah, and he's 6'6", but I still feel like I could take him. Like, the bigger they are, the harder they fall, kind of thing.
No, that's not how that works.
So
you gotta know how to really throw a punch.
I don't know if you guys know this about me over the past decade, but like, I don't hang out with rich people a lot. I don't hang out with rich people a lot, and apparently this man is very rich. And so when we got to his house, I had to pee, and then when I came out, he was gone, and I got lost in a hallway somewhere, and literally got lost in his house, and I had to yell, "Can you come find me? I don't know where I am, and I don't want to go out the back door to find."
That's how you know you had a great fucking time, Bree. Like,
I got lost in his house.
I could have stolen shit from this man.
Yeah,
I was
the
like,
glow
you
in the
know
dark.
I'm poor, right? Like, you should probably keep an eye on me. Like, I thought
funny
that
thing
was.
I went in the bathroom and the toilet sucked the piss out of me. That's when I knew I was in a rich person's house. And then I walked out and it farted for me as well. Rich people.
You can bottle it up for me, actually.
For you. Like, this is
added some vanilla and lavender into your fart. I hope you enjoy. Oh, yes.
Yeah, I felt like that would have been in the cupboard.
Cracking it open?
Yeah, because it's like a fucking, I don't know, it's like a fucking capsule and you just got to, like, glass. It's a rich person house. They don't care.
Capsule, of course.
It was a good time.
They're all Swarovski's capsules. Like, you can either do a suppository and get your fart back in you.
Capsules. It's like you don't even know.
Just glistens like that's definitely going straight back in my asshole. For another time, But then the next time you fucking fart a crystal and it fucking shatters and everyone's like honey lavender, like, no, please do it again. And you're like the golden goose now. I don't know.
The idea that your aromatherapy bombs are like shattering things.
Hey, I don't make the rules rich people do.
Okay,
so
no, it was weird and he just got out of a 16-year marriage, which made it weirder. So,
and richer, yeah.
Yeah, it was a little strange. I'm like, is this your family house? He goes, yeah, but they don't live here anymore. And I'm like, but it's haunted by their memory. And
is it?
Did he say that or did you think that?
I said that. I thought it and I said it just to make it more normal.
Buddy,
it would have been better. It would have been good for him to be introspective, but I mean, like, I get that you said
it. Good fucking joke.
But the memories are still here, aren't they? It's just like,
but I was, you guys, can you imagine?
Yeah, so it's still haunted by their memories.
Yeah, she's fucking in doggy staring at the fireplace. I bet you little Yule under there, didn't you?
You sure are a weirdo.
Just farts and shits on him.
Let her finish her Christmas. Imagine,
like, it's a lot of pressure. It kind of feels like, I imagine how it feels for men, like sleeping with a virgin for the first time. It feels very weird to be the first woman that like a guy dates after a 16-year marriage.
It's basically a born again strange. Virgin,
like,
I guess.
Yeah, I was like, am I the first girl you like kissed in 16 years besides your wife? He goes, yeah.
No, but you'll be the like, first I fist.
Amazed like, by it. And I
red
was
flags
like,
everywhere.
Yeah, I know. You know how I am. You guys know me.
I'll take a fist. I don't care.
Here's a $30,000 question, Bree. Will you be seeing this person again for New Year's?
Yes.
No, not for New Year's. Not two holidays in one. I had nothing else to do on Christmas. And I was like, casino, drink, Christmas. Okay.
I think there's a good chance for you to acquire a sugar daddy here. And I think there's a missed opportunity. However,
like you guys know how sarcastic I am. I'd be a terrible sugar baby.
Yeah, but she already
I'd offend him on a regular basis.
You can like be a sugar baby without giving it up, but now you have to give it up since you gave it up.
But no, I'd be mean. Be mean if anything. He kept messaging me and he goes, I just like kissing. Like that was like, wow. And I'm like, was it though? I mean, I feel like it was a normal kiss for me, but for you, it was like 16 years. I was like a time capsule for you.
You know, the first time it was mostly over the shirt stiff. And, you know, that was pretty
cool.
Really, and
what
then,
it was.
He did that weird yawn thing and he puts his fucking arm around me. It's like, no. Like,
I'm going to show you on the Yoda doll where he touched me.
He literally did.
I'm sorry.
And he's 44. So he's like a decade and a year older than me. So.
Damn, Bree, senior living.
Listen,
that's all I got.
Let's not. Ex-baseball player.
That's
I'm not going to split hairs here.
I'm done.
Yeah.
There we go. Damn it. Ah, that's such a better joke.
Yeah.
Farmers only. Yep. Bree is spread eagle on this pelt of a bear in front of the fireplace, wondering what did it, was it a color changing Yule log?
Because
I bet
he's splurged.
And she's hot lava shitting. Spread eagle. Honest to
God.
Paint the hair will take
what a crazy Christmas. Oh man. That sounds crazy.
Fun.
I'm glad that you made it out alive and I'm glad that you had a little fun in there.
What a Christmas.
It was kind of like a little Ghost Hunters, except it was like home wreckers. You know, it was just like you walk in, you're like, oh God, you know, what's gonna happen? And the voice of the mother's like, he doesn't shave his taint. And
like a ghost of
Kaz,
family
the boom guy in the back, like, gotta do it.
I understand.
We're good.
What's that what's that famous line from John Waters? If he doesn't shave his tan or read a book, don't fuck him.
That's right.
It's that simple. Anyway, so all right, well, cool. I'll go ahead and give my weekly recap.
I'm paraphrasing,
thanks,
but you know.
Took the kids up north to Duluth, stayed a couple of nights there. Up north in the winter, fucking crazy. It's not something I do very often, and I was glad that I did it because it's like a whole other
cold
fucking
up there.
World up there.
I thought it was weird.
Did you still go to the White House?
The White House?
Lighthouse, obviously.
Oh, no.
Why would the White House be located in Minnesota?
No, we went straight to Duluth and did the Bentleyville lights because the last night was Monday. Yeah, Monday. And then next night we just swam. So, you know, it was dope. It was kind of chill.
Where did you swim?
At the hotel pool. The whole reason we went out there was like go see Bentleyville and then swim in a hotel pool. So we did that. It was chill. Except the cable was out, and that was like the best part of going to a hotel is like you just fucking, you know, like watch all the fucking TV.
Watch It's a Wonderful Life.
Well, I thought it was like family time and memories, but yeah.
No, it was not. So like I had to go out and get an HDMI and like fashion the laptop too. It was crazy. Anyway, I think that wraps it up. I mean, I had a good time. We got some
good segment.
Christmas times in, so it was good. So we're gonna go ahead and roll into our
this is his show.
Yeah.
Didn't you already go?
No, but that's all right. Go.
No, no. All right. No, no. You get it. Get us in for your weekly recap.
All right. Yeah, yeah. Sure. I I got a nice Santa suit, delivered presents to a few of our friends as Skinny Santa. Evan and I went to the bar. But, you know, I felt like it wasn't fair for us to show up in these awesome costumes when everybody else was a shitheel. And then, just take $30.
Sorry to interrupt. I want to interrupt because we should have gotten in it because the guy who won was wearing Viking stuff and he wasn't even dressed as like Christmas.
For context, we really should have gotten in Chicago.
Because it's a Christmas thing. This guy's wearing Viking stuff, and the Vikings happen to have won that night where they had that.
Okay, so he was kind of like the shoe-in.
He
was won because everyone liked that the Vikings had won, and then all these other people who were Christmassy but weren't
Christmas sweatshirts and like, little headpieces and stuff.
But then it's like, it wasn't really anything. You weren't really fucking around.
No, we were the ones that were really. That guy was the one that was fucking at this point. And
we should have prevented him from doing
putting
so.
On airs. Get out of here.
We should have won for the Christmas.
Our costumes were awesome. Yeah, like compared to everybody else in the bar, like, yo, our costumes were awesome. Anyway, so we did all that. Evans came over for a little charcuterie on Christmas.
Charcuterie. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. You said charcuterie, which isn't a thing. So I just wanted to make sure.
That's the way I say it to a
charcuterie. Yes. The fucking gun. He just got his fucking training gun. Like, all right, babe, put the fucking meat out. Boom, 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 boom.
Meat, cheese, crackers.
Swiss chard everywhere, and he's just fucking.
Swiss chard is a green plant.
Charcuterie.
Yeah. No, we're not
close enough.
My wife made a great charcuterie. We doubles down.
I love it.
While watching Christmas movies the entire day, we're talking National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. We're talking Die Hard. We're talking
never
Christmas
actually watched National Lampoon.
We're talking Grinch Takes Christmas.
Oh.
What do you mean no? What do you
Why
keep
you
saying
no to?
Not movies that I want to watch, but I did not watch this year, so I was just keeping.
Oh, this year. I wasn't sure if you were saying never, and I'm like,
yeah, like
no, I would totally. My kids aren't old enough to fuck with those. Like Die Hard, of course. But you know what? Die Hard's kind of cringy. Die Hard's kind of cringy now.
No, it's not. It's just badass. I just watched that shit. Fire. Not a single weird race joke in there.
I had myself my Christmas cry by watching Charlie Brown's Christmas and Christmas always makes you cry.
I watched Elf. Okay, if you're just gonna keep barking,
Elf. Elf was one of the movies.
Is that what she's doing? I'm like, what is she?
She's saying Elf. Yeah, no, but it definitely did sound like. Yeah,
I'm not part of a genuine Christmas lineup. Also, I switched headphones, so I wasn't sure if you could hear me.
We hear you loud and clear.
And yeah, my wife got me this cool VR vest thing that got a bunch of motors in it. It touches my nipples when I play Fallout. It's great.
Sure. No, that's awesome. And so you're just one step away from getting the fucking foot pad thing where you could just fucking set it up.
Yeah,
in there
honestly, just... I'm at least $4,000 away from being Ready Player One. But like we are not.
We got to start a GoFundMe. This guy's got a thin penis and he needs $4,000.
You
it's
think
not...
people would pay for that on OnlyFans?
I mean, yeah.
Like Oregon.
Yeah. No,
the answer is yes. Yeah.
If you go to funwithfeet.com, I guarantee you your toots. I feel like you could probably get a couple of bucks. Your little tootsies.
You think these footykins can?
Yes, you have gorgeous feet, my friend. All right, you just gotta get fucking prep those bitches.
What are you
before
doing?
What a great weekly recap we just had there, gang. I'm gonna go ahead and roll into the next segment here.
The last game I played was Harry Potter on. The first set. Yeah,
we all
ever.
Had Mario Paint 3.
Listen, don't belittle her. She is speaking
from
her heart.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Yeah, I am. Thank you.
You don't know? Yeah, Mario Paint? Oh, it's great.
Don't fucking.
No, Justin always sticks up for me. I told Evan the story the other day about, remember at Megan and Ray's wedding? I'm like, shoots is being shoots. Like, I took it with a grain of salt, but I remember he said something. He's like, you're just being a slut or something. Justin's like, no. You will not speak to her like that. And I think I've only seen you like that once ever. But it was impressive. I'm like, wow. I'm okay.
When does that happen for somebody other than yourself, Danny Russo?
No, what I did was, the actual situation played out like this. I looked Schutz in the face and I said,
There's only one chance you're going to get, young man. And that's to take back what you said already. In this United States of America, we don't play around with a young lady's reputation. And I'm not going to stand blindly and let you tout a ship like you are. Now take down your pants, pull out that wiener penis, and let me see you
come. Wiener or penis, either one.
That's how it went down. It was not
whatever you would refer to it as.
It actually wasn't that honorable at all.
The fact you have that—it
was literally average.
As well as you did,
I did not. That was all. That was all off top. But I wish that that's how.
That's
it
what I mean. Like the fact that you found something that accurate to the situation—that is amazing.
All right, guys. So here's what we're gonna do. So we're gonna lead into a little. We're gonna lead into a music time here. It's a little special treat.
Oh, yeah, this is our New Year's episode. Yeah, might as well.
Chaz, I'm gonna keep you abreast of the changes. So before we started this podcast, we had a during COVID, we all met together and did a cyber bar. So we would all get together and drink and be stupid. Yeah. Shuit was the host of that cyber bar, and he was the most amazing host. I could never even live up to his potential, but he had a great segment called Music Time, and he would deliver some of the greatest songs we've heard. This side of the Mississippi, I think. So
right. I was like, where is he going with this?
No, not too far west coast, because there's good songs over there, but over here. Yeah,
which side of the Mississippi are we technically on?
On the west. We're on the west side. So
good to know.
The motherfucking west side. Anyway,
yeah,
so
I'm on the east side.
You are on the east side.
I'm on the west side.
You are an ES motherfucker. Anyway, so
we're divided.
What we're going to do for our year-ending episode, this is our final episode of the podcast, so we're going to have Shua do a little music time. I'm going to ask everyone to go on mute while he does that, and he's going to lead us off whenever he's ready.
All right. Picture just a lounge piano in the middle of a bar playing you, and then I come on in a suit, and I'm holding one of those like microphones like Bob Barker used to do on The Price is Right, and I'm like, Oh, hey, I didn't see you there. Hey, we've had a lot of fun this year. I just wanted to go ahead and wish everybody a happy holidays and make sure you were all good by singing a couple of songs this year, holiday season. We're going to start this one off with a fun little a cappella tune I like to call Another Trash Can. Oh, all right, yeah. So just get another trash can. No one's got the time to be cleaning a trash can. So just go ahead and get another one. No one's got the time to clean a garbage can. When you take garbage and trash cans. It's almost like you're throwing garbage in garbage. So just go ahead and get another can. Go ahead and get another garbage can. While I've been waiting for you all day, just to throw that stinky trash away. But you say I got to clean the can. Bwah! So I can put some garbage in it again. Take back, since you're not making, please try to understand. No one's got the time to clean a garbage can. No one's got the time to clean a garbage can. No one's got the time to clean a garbage can. Whoa. That was nice, wasn't it, folks? It was a good one. Everybody love it. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You in the audience. Glad you could be here. Where are you from? Michigan? Okay, great. Go back. So we had another great, great song we wanted to sing for you guys. It's the end of the year. And you know, sometimes you climb up that mountain just to come up nose. And so we wrote a little song for our buddy Josh Shockey, big nose bastard that he is. And if you'd like to hear it, here it goes. It's a little ditty. Frank, why don't you go ahead and get on those ones and twos, or the piano keys, whatever you prefer. You kept telling me to do the dishes, and that was your call. I kept messing up the house, and that was my fault. Guess my head matches my big nose after all. And I smell trouble, and you knows that I knows it all. Nowadays, I waste someone else's good time, using up their loving life like a broken fishing line. But I smell love, so that means there must be some time. And I'll pick out another good one this year time. See, I went sniffing up trouble and coming up nose. I showed you my heart when I should have been letting my booger show. Sniffing up trouble and coming up nose. And like a used up tissue, I just float and go. And that was a good one. I'd like to think that that'd be on our greatest hits. Oh, hey, didn't see you there. Where are you from? Kansas? Go back. All right, here we are. And now we get to the, you know, folks, we've had some fun. I'm glad we've had some fun. Now it's time to get into the heart and soul of things.
Shaggy, he said he's busy. Told me to call back in a bit. He's always leaving, always deceiving, just to find that he's a piece of shit. But then he loses those on every way he goes, and if it all was just a game. Check my phone again. I've had to let him in, but he still leaves me unread. So won't you just stay here at the pub? Won't you have a drink with me? It's where the moon lies. I know it's getting dark. You gotta work some more, but I still need you.
Yeah, that was a good one, everybody. We really like that song. That's part of our greatest hits. I'm pretty sure we did something else. I can't remember what, but let me do a little bump. All right, great. Now we've got...
That's it. I wish you wouldn't tell me I'm stupid, or that I'm dumb for having a good show. I think it's great. It's always Friday night when I call up Johnny D. Ask him about his day and talk him a big. He tells me, yeah, I'm great and I'm a big deal, but I wish I had better friends to talk to. You're not cool, in fact, you're just lame. So I'll just get shit faced, and after a few beers, you'll go away. And I'm making my time. Won't you stop being a piece of shit? I'm making time. Won't you stop being a piece of shit? I think you're real cool. I wish I could be you a little bit. But I'm the illusion. Oh, just a bit, a piece of shit.
Ah, everybody, we had ourselves a good old time. I hope you enjoy your holidays and have yourself a happy new year.
Hell yeah, dude. Oh my God. I love Stay Here. Can I just say Stay Here is probably my favorite song.
Stay Here is a great song. It's a banger for sure. You can unmute yourselves, by the way.
That talk shit about Josh Shockey is literally my favorite.
One of the best parts. Yeah, one of the best parts of the holiday.
No, it's good stuff. It reminds me, I just wish we could get back to the Cyber Bar days because you were a great host. It was
stop. What are you doing? Amazing. You're doing a pretty good job yourself. What with having this podcast, it's on everywhere. You can find us on Facebook at Filthy Fox Podcast. You can find us on Bumble,
eggsandbacon.com. If you've ever looked there, I'm sure we're hidden in the.
Sorry, where's our what's our thing again?
Filthyfox.buzzsprout.com.
Buzzsprout.com. Yeah, you look up the one. You look up Filthy Fox. We're fucking everywhere. You can get us on Amazon Music.
Me and my brother are having sex everywhere and with each other.
Oh no. Oh god. Oh god. Wait a minute. Didn't know that this is my Christmas. Hang on.
So seriously, Shua, thank you very much for leading us into the new year.
No big deal.
Songs of
I'm glad you let me do that for the new year. We've been talking about your show for a while.
Seriously, those songs were awesome. Like, I literally love them, and I really hope that you come and do a cameo at one of my next shows.
They're the bangers.
Here's the problem is that Shua is an amazing songwriter. Like, he is probably the best songwriter I've worked with. This music is shit compared to what he actually comes out with. So let's be honest. True. We've had some really good ones.
No, but seriously, Shua, like I need like, you know, breaks in between. Like Justin knows he's come to my shows. They're like 3 hours and it gets to be a lot. People playing. And honestly, I think that would be like, they're super catchy and funny. And I think it would be awesome comedic relief. And I know you like to do things like
I do love to do things. You see me. Like I'm doing things.
You like to have a big part and you like to help people. So it's like it's normally for charities.
It'd be
so
fun. You'd
be helping people too. And no, I would freaking love that. Like I think that would be amazing. If you're ever down, I will.
Most of Shua's songs are like only a couple of chords, so like you just gotta figure out how to strum to it, and he'll fucking take it from there. And the other thing is
really true,
man. His wiener penis. Oh god.
I mean, you could even bring your computer and hook up your own system to whatever, like what you just did right now. You could do it like 100% by yourself.
Everyone would love to come up there and tell racist jokes. You ever been to a white barbecue?
They never season their meat.
Yeah, they just put mayonnaise on their pork.
Mayonnaise. I ain't trying to park my Wagyu next to your ground truck there.
I did give them two. I just kept flip-flopping between the two.
Oh, don't say flip-flap. We don't say flip-flap. That dead giveaway, you're not a man.
I mean,
what? Oh, good. I thought I was doing such a good job.
No, we say flip flop. We don't see flip flap. It's a dead giveaway. You're
he gave me say English three. How's he say the three in German?
Speech lips?
No, Evan, tell him about your flip flap. And we're all just like, he has a pussy?
Well, be like the sound you make.
This
when
man is in a perfectly good sausage like, pocket.
I've seen this man win. Run up tons of hills. I've never heard a flip flap, only a flip flop. Don't you remember that flip flap? Your pussy butt. It exploded on the trail, and you're just like, we were just trying to take a hike, and we couldn't. I don't know.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I'm only going to suggest the Filthy Fox podcast moving forward if you're looking for a podcast that does that kind of thing. You know, not biased or anything, but I hear they've got...
Call a name, by the way. You know, that was a good choice. I like the Filthy Fox podcast.
It was very strange, and we deep-throated our microphones to make sure it was the right one.
That makes sense.
Evan did, specifically.
Did he wear lipstick while you did it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the dog's lipstick, which means it's erect penis.
Oh, okay. You just took it a step further.
You put a little sugar on it, and it's it makes it sweet when you taste
That's
it.
That's not sugar, Justin.
Like, yeah, I know.
This fucking jug.
I hate this job. Avatar 2, they're like, you will be my donkey. And they're like, well, where will we fly? To wherever donkeys fly. God. Oh, fuck.
It's so good.
Every donkey just sighs a big fucking,
We've been dealing with this shit since 92.
It's a really long ass movie.
Yeah, and that's like 10 hours for you.
Yeah, Donkey's, yeah, I could, well, and I Donkey's 92. I heard it was like 4 hours long.
Oh,
can
my
you
God.
Imagine taking a 6-year-old to a 3.5-hour movie?
But yeah. You can do your research bringing a 6-year-old to a movie?
Yeah, you should probably bring a 6-year-old to. 3 hours.
Yeah.
Damn.
At one point, somebody's arm got cut off, and
most,
she just.
Child who is most like me. You come to movies with me, we see Chunky Donkey we haven't seen for 15,000 years. What do you mean, Father? Sit through 3 popcorns, you will see. And then,
who are you? Ugandan Knuckles? Like, what are you
he's
doing?
He's in his own mind. He's like fully tagged into his own imagination right now.
You're 3 Knuckles popcorn deep. You're like, these aliens make a dissense. And then you look at her with pepperoni in your mouth like,
you try to talk to her, but you can't because it's pepperoni.
If I was a bartender, I'd cut you off right now.
You said that pepperoni just fell out
of your mouth. Recalled it.
You're just like,
this would be the time I'd be like, do you want some water?
Yeah,
got water over here.
This is why we don't do the cyber bar anymore, is because Justin gets too fucking fucked up off like French vodka, and then like, yeah, and then he gets all fucked up and starts sprouting
giggly
nonsense.
No
Can you imagine when he goes back to listen to this when he's sober? Yeah.
No, you look at your child, you're like, I was not the pepperoni penis. And then, like, you're shooting it.
I don't, you,
like, oh, you're like, oh no, Papa Pepperoni, why you do this?
It doesn't work the first time. Eventually, these trenches
will
heal.
Nobody is in the virtual reality of your mind right now to be like, I'm picking up one of every 3 steps you're throwing out there.
God, what a boring fucking multiverse this is.
No, it sounds like a great one, but it's too much to keep up with.
It sounds like chaos.
Listen,
like
I'm shooting pepperoni at my dick. I'm not even worried.
Yeah, you're living your best life, shooting pepperoni
out
your dick.
Because it's thin cut.
You idiot. You fucking dumbass. You. Wow.
Anyway, so shout outs and big ups. I'll start with you. Anyway, Shua, you go ahead.
Nice. Oh, shout out to my wife. Shout out to my family. Shout out to everyone. Have yourself a happy holidays. Welcome in the new year proper. And shut up to the haters. I'm done. Happy New Year.
All right, I'll do it. Hey, shout out to anyone who's not a shitty ass driver and shit. I'm real sick of people like driving 15 miles an hour under the speed limit, even though it's 35 degrees. The roads are fucking marinated in salt. There's no way there's any fucking ice in the middle of the day. You know what I mean? Like,
all right, cool sunglasses.
What if their
speedometer's broken? Then is it okay?
It ain't broke. You already told me you know the speed. I mean, you pass by late.
Heartbeat, but no.
Burn. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I felt like that was very pointed.
No, it's like I drive a lot and I'm always seeing really shitty drivers. And it's like they're worse than they think. You know what I mean? Like if you're driving way below the speed limit, you're a hazard. You know what I mean?
Way above.
If you drive that slow, then you need to figure out a way to not be on the fucking road. Because cool. You're
so pessimistic for Evan. Shoe up. What's your
shout out?
All right. Shout out to all the good drivers out there who are not driving too fast or too slow.
Anyway,
know how to hit a roundabout correctly. You know what I'm saying? Not scared at a 4-way stop. It's a 4-way stop. 2 people go, and then the other 2 people go.
We support you in the arts or whatever, but Chaz, what's your shout outs and big subs?
Jesus. Oh, shout out! So I would do a shout out to anybody who is not a dick, to anybody working during the holidays.
Yeah,
that's always nice.
People are assholes.
I tip high during the holidays.
You're what's right with America. You are what's right with this country.
I get fucked up and then I tip.
Then you are also what's right with this one.
Okay, that counts. Great. Yeah. That counts.
I'm going to give a shout out to my kiddo, my daughter, who I missed the crap out of. I'm going to give a shout out to her, and I'm going to, we'll never listen to this podcast ever.
No, it's a terrible thing. You shouldn't waste your time.
And I want to give it a shout out to,
can we give a shout out to the one person that's going to watch this podcast or listen to us?
Seven.
Me. Yeah.
Seven.
Thanks, Mom, for keeping score. sorry about all the stuff we said earlier. I hope Justin cut it out.
So did everybody go?
BCG.
No, I'm almost there. I haven't went yet.
Yeah, Chess, who are you thankful for?
My dude just coming over here.
I want to do a shout out to anybody that's coming right now, because this world's so big, there's got to be a few people right now that are doing
it. I'm very sorry to your wife.
Yeah, you should be.
Great.
All right. shout outs, big ups. Fun. Shout outs to the kids and wife who are upstairs somehow sleeping.
Ignoring you.
All my absolutely obnoxious noises.
It's up. It's
if you're always quiet, they'll never get used to sleeping.
Kate goes, the last time I was going to be on your podcast, she goes, just to let you know, I am not now, nor will I ever be a part of the podcast. So,
yeah, it well, will be fair enough.
We'll get Kate on there one day.
Okay.
Fair enough.
I feel like she wouldn't want to do soil
in her hands.
Yeah, yeah. One day, comedy. It'll be the cleanest episode ever.
It won't be.
I'm gonna rope her into that before guns, probably.
I mean, what'll happen is I'll put three pepperonis into one.
Oh God!
Two of them.
Is that how you got her to marry you?
Yeah. Three pepperonis. I was like, we should order a pizza. I'm like, guess what? I already got pepperoni. She's like, no.
If Pepperoni Philip can go ahead and get married, then like, there's hope for everyone.
I hate that.
There's hope for the rest of us. It's a Christmas miracle.
This is the one of the worst podcasts
it's probably the worst podcast.
People are gonna pull this up in a time capsule.
I feel like there was a lot of funny moments.
I hope, for God's sakes, that you can make something out of this.
I don't know about you guys, but I feel like I like made it. Like,
I'm yeah, no,
I, Hollywood after this, you know, like I've got to show how I was in. Yeah, you know,
like, in the sin as an audition.
We have fun. It's a fun show.
I'm expecting a call in tomorrow from Jesse Eisenberg. I don't know if you've heard of him.
he did a bit of social networking, if you will. No, but this is the greatest podcast that ever was. And it's wonderful to have.
Well, it definitely was, because we are all on Spotify.
I mean, we are, but like, it's also like nobody cares. But we're like that hidden weapon. North Korea's like, we will fire ICBMs, but do not. I'm sorry. No. Okay. So in North Carolina, when they think about us, they say, hold on.
Oh God, here it comes.
They say,
I love that place.
Ladies and gentlemen, there comes a time when North Korea could launch some missiles, but we're not even listening to them. They're shooting the cat box, but we're cleaning up the dog's poops on their Oval Office floor.
What?
There could be so many times when they release a missile that could hit us in the dick. Not today. The only thing they're looking at is a future of ham and cheese sandwiches.
Oh my God.
You and I, my fellow Americans, look upon the North Koreans in this day, and we say, I dare you. I dare you to put on a missile that can tickle my dick more than a self-protecting electronic device. Yeah, that's what a taser. To the balls.
Oh.
North Korea, where were you at when the North Korean balls taser came out?
Oh my God.
We were already broadcasting it in Tennessee to work effectively. I see you, North Korea. You're standing over there with your big balls.
Maybe not call out North Korea right now. Doesn't seem appropriate at the point.
Big balls. And you look at us and you say, wow, what tiny American balls. And I say to you, yeah?
So? Okay, so should I leave now?
So I don't know. Our president is a coward.
Yeah, sure. God bless America. Jesus Christ, that was a rant.
Why can't we just
North Korea? Them? You got some big balls. Yeah. Yeah.
You were talking about sandwiches before? Like, what the fuck? What? Write these things down before you workshop them in public. Come on.
Yeah, I get it. The whole thing out.
The best part is when we do a improv.
Yeah. It's like a Who's Line, but bad. Nobody watches it. Yeah.
No, it's like Ted when he does the improv concert. Like, oh, get some from the audience. 9/11. All right. Anything else? All right.
Yeah.
Oh shit! Yeah, oh, we're the worst. We're the worst.
No, no, just you. You.
Yeah, I've been fun this whole time.
as long as we realize we're the applesauce. Actually, hey, let's end this. So at this point, we're gonna end on that classic gem. When you're going up and they're going down, what do you say?
See you
at the bottom, brother.
Fuck that up.
I forgot. Sorry, I forgot what it was.